here's a story from The World.
The new Texas law banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy will have far-reaching impacts for many communities. For example, undocumented women in Texas seeking abortions. Their options were already narrow. They can't easily travel out of state because of Border Patrol checkpoints along the Texas-Mexico line. Nancy Cardenas-Pena knows a lot about the barriers these women face. She's the Texas director for the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice. Nancy, what were the obstacles facing undocumented women in Texas seeking to end a pregnancy before this new law, SB 8?
In areas like the Rio Grande Valley, we only have one clinic to meet the demand of an entire region, and that's millions of people trying to access services for this clinic. And so we also have internal immigration checkpoints 100 miles in that prevent people who are undocumented from seeking care outside of the state of Texas, outside of even that region where they currently live. So leaving the state for care, that's simply not an option.
Right. So the Border Patrol checkpoints already made it impractical for undocumented women to just go somewhere else for abortion services. For undocumented women, how else does this new law impact their reproductive health?
We did have previous legislation that basically made police officers de facto immigration agents. So we were already seeing a decrease of people who were undocumented attending regular appointments, regular checkups for preventative care, because these areas like the border were so over-militarized and so over-policed. And so we're definitely going to be seeing a continuation of that. It's not as simple as, you know, going to another state, even for other folks, right? Because the other states that are close to Texas have a very limited amount of abortion clinics. And such is the same for the Rio Grande Valley, a population and a region of so many people with just one abortion clinic.
And the Rio Grande Valley is where you do a lot of your work, right?
Absolutely. It's where I was born and raised, and this is where I will continue to do my work.
Would this law also impact women who live in Mexico near the Texas border and may rely on health services in Texas?
Yes. So there are a lot of very restrictive laws that Mexico has over abortion. And so the clinic here in the Rio Grande Valley was also meeting that demand of folks who were from Mexico and close to the border and could actually come into the United States.
What kind of calls have you been receiving from undocumented women seeking help? Like, what are the dilemmas they face and what kinds of questions do they have for you?
A lot of the questions that I get and calls and communications from folks is, what in the world are they going to do now? And it's not a very simple answer that I have, right? We have a huge dilemma, a catastrophic thing that's happening here in Texas, where a lot of folks need abortions past 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that tough conversation, that does reflect the fact that ending a pregnancy is a complex personal decision. It's wrapped up in deeply ingrained cultural attitudes and religious beliefs.
When I hear people at the legislature use religion as an excuse for restricting abortion, that's just something that's not true. And we have a huge base of people from all different walks of life and different religious backgrounds that support people's access to abortion, because it's a fundamental right, for one. And people know and understand that it's not ending abortion. It's just ending safe abortion.
Nancy, what kind of pushback does your group receive from within the Latino community for the work you do? How deep are the divides?
A lot of people have this conception that because we are a majority Latinx community and very religious, that we're going to receive a lot more pushback. But a lot of our members go to church. You know, we had recent local efforts try to pass an ordinance that copied SB 8 language, including the vigilante clause. And we had hundreds of people show up in opposition to it, much more than the other side. So I think people really need to expand their thinking and broaden their horizons when it comes to conflating religion and abortion.
Nancy Cardenas-Pena, the Texas Director for the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice. Nancy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
From PRX.